This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, and we're getting a little bit spooky and a bit kooky. I think that's the right theme tune, but it's the Addams Family, or at least it's Mother Addam. I don't think she likes to be called that, but we have Bridget Myler-Corain, who plays Morticia Addams. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sonia. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, cool. I was just thinking that. It is kooky and spooky, isn't it? And the theme tune, I'll probably play it later and listen to it for the Addams Family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's dark elements for sure, but it's definitely a very fun show as well. We have a lot of comedy and dark humour and lots of fun gags thrown in there as well.
Cool. The Addams Family's musical. It's the new musical, and it's going to be running from the 18th of June to the 25th. A very small window of opportunity to see it. But you're playing Morticia Addams. How did you come across this role?
I'm in a course studying music theatre at university and was lucky enough to be a taller lady. So there's something very looming about Morticia's presence, and yeah. I think that definitely was on my side. So there's actually two of us playing Morticia for this one, so we're helping everybody have a go and getting to play some character that's quite recognisable and sort of iconic in many ways, I think. Yeah, she's got a strong, powerful presence and sort of the dominating one in the relationship, which I enjoy.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, people know it from the TV show, of course, and more recently the stage show, and, of course, your version. Is this the same as the stage show that was, I believe it was in Sydney last year?
It is, yeah. Yep. So okay. Originally on Broadway, 2011, and I was in Sydney last year, and we're lucky enough to be bringing it to Melbourne for the first time, so we're very excited.
Great. Cool, because it's the Marshall Brickman and Rick Elise, and it sets up that original story. Now, playing these characters, I mean, it's pretty morbid when you think about it, but what's been one of the fun things, I suppose, that you do as Morticia?
Well, I think one of the most exciting things is that we're playing the family in sort of a future setting where Wednesday is all grown up and she's found what the family would consider a normal boy. So a lot of the fun comes between the interplay between the Addams Family and this boy's family who come over for dinner. So finding the differences between what the Addams assume is normal in their own kooky way and the sort of sheer shock horror of this family that come to visit. So I think there's a lot of fun to be had in that.
Yeah, it just plays that dynamicism between two different worlds, really. And I think that's the great thing about, well, the original show. It was like, this is a family where you dare not even think that such a family exists. But it's great to see it.
They think they're normal. So I think it's quite fun to play such a heightened state, but completely truthful because you think that's what the world is. So.
So yeah. Are you a goth now? Do you think you're in the goth world? You'd be...
Well, I think I could dabble. of course, it's quite interesting, the juxtaposition between the goth elements and then it's also a musical, which is that really sort of bright, high-energy kind of thing as well. So I think making The Addams Family into a musical and slotting in that theatrical song elements has also made it really interesting for us to explore.
Yeah, great. That's cool. So how long have you been part of the process, the show now?
We started rehearsing at the end of April, mm-hmm. and we've been pretty intensive because we're in a university course. We still have other classes, but we're rehearsing four times a week, and yeah, we're almost into production mode, so it'll be very exciting for us to get down to Melbourne to the theatre because we're based in Ballarat, so
for us,
a fantastic opportunity to be on display in Melbourne and really show everybody what we can do.
Be on display. It's already, it's got those elements already.
Yeah, I think so. This is our last year, so we're very excited to get out there into the professional world, and I think a lot of us are just very welcoming this opportunity to be in a public arena.
Yeah, no, true. And in such a way as well, like it's very black humour, of course, a very dry humour. I'm just hoping that people will get it. I think this time of year is perfect because everyone wears black anyway in Melbourne, don't they?
That's it. We're just going to slot right into the Melbourne scene and probably no one will even notice until we get into the theatre.
Yeah. And you yourself, your background, you've got some experience there. What have you been doing?
Yeah. This is, again, my third year of this course. And mm-hmm. previously I was studying at a university in Melbourne and did a lot of student theatre and had the opportunity to write my own cabaret and perform that at a small festival. So,
oh, wow, cool.
For me, this has been a exciting journey and glad I'm on the path that I know I want to be doing. Yeah, I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled to be a part of this.
Cool, because it is a path, it is a perilous path, as you probably realise. High unemployment, lots of issues there. But acting is so hard. People don't realise, do they? What makes you want to take this journey, this pathway?
I think for me there's nothing quite as intoxicating as being on stage and that energy and sort of just the thrill and adrenaline of performing. And I understand that I like to be as realistic as possible, but at this stage of my life, I can't imagine doing anything else. So while I'm young and crazy, I suppose I'm going to pursue it, and there's always backup options.
Yes. Well, you've just got to keep doing it if it's what makes you, feel that passion and emotion. And it is a sport, really, let's face it. It's hard work.
Absolutely.
And very physical at this stage of your life, of course. And taking on a role like Morticia. What does Morticia Adams think, though, coming to Melbourne?
I think she's intrigued by the sights and things she might see. I suppose in a lot of ways the Adams live in a very enclosed kind of insular world, so I'm sure she'll be keen to dip her toes in a few different pools and see what she can find.
Well, we've got some wonderful cemeteries and some of the biggest and oldest in the Southern Hemisphere. There's plenty to feel at home.
I'll be frequenting those often.
Yes, you'll have to recharge your batteries.
That's it.
You'll cold up or warm up, exactly. All right. And so tell us about the rest of the cast, because this is your chance to, put the knife in, because they're not present, so.
Ooh. It's wonderful. We've got all the Adams regulars. So we've got, of course, Gomez and Wednesday and Pugsley and Uncle Fester, who I think will be a crowd favourite. He's definitely one of the comical elements of the show. And, we have the Beinekes. So they're the family that come to visit. And I think that's really nice that there's new characters brought in that the audiences wouldn't be familiar with. So someone that they can get to know and compare to the Adamses. And then we have the ancestors. So they sort of act as ensemble narrative members, and they carry the audience through the journey that the families are going on. So a whole bunch of dead people on stage, really.
Dead people.
Is what it is.
I see dead people. Well, I guess, they're easy to put up, aren't they, overnight? Because you just put them outside. It's cold anyway outside. They should fit right at home. It's blinking freezing.
It is. Well, Ballarat is often colder than Melbourne. So,
true.
I'm feeling it, believe me. We're minus temperatures, but we soldier on.
Just like your name, you know, Morticia. Perfect. All right. So where can people go to find out more about this version of The Addams Family, a new musical?
So there's ticketing information on the Theatre Works website, theatreworks.com.au. And we also have an Instagram to follow our company.
Oh, cool.
Which is FedUnimt. So FedUnimt. And we've been posting a lot of videos and pictures of our process, and people can get on board. So we'd love a lot of support. Our first trip down to Melbourne would be really wonderful for people to get out and support this family.
Mm. Yes. And will you be making, will the family be appearing anywhere else? Like, you know, showing
Not
up
as
anywhere?
Yeah. But, but now you've sparked it, maybe we can
uninvited
arrange some cemetery trips. And
you might want to Instagram those. Instagram some. Get yourself down to the. Don't get arrested though. But get just for lurking. But because you can't, you know, you got to watch out. There's cameras everywhere in Melbourne. But get yourself down to the cemetery there over in Carlton and do some Instagram shots. I'm sure people will love that.
Yeah, we have done a few photo shoots down there, so if people
I'm looking at them now
website and
don't you bury your dead in Ballarat or something?
I don't know, we just it's a surprise, I can't let you know that.
Okay, fair enough. Oh well, look, this is going to be fun. I think it's excellent. We like anything like this, and the Addams Family is definitely a favorite for a lot of people. It is amazing how it endures, that story. It's, that show on, the television show, of course. But it is incredible how it endures. And, of course, the rivals there being those other people, that other family.
Oh, we don't mention them.
No, okay, sorry. No. Sorry. So if anyone turns up and mentions that family, will they be allowed to come in to watch the show?
Oh, I think.
Well, if they're paid, they're probably.
As long as they hover up the back, but they can't have any seating. They'll have to stand for the entire show.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll make them work for it.
All right. Look, Bridget, it's been great speaking to you. Bridget, or shall we say Morticia Addams?
Morticia,
yeah. Talking about the Addams Family, the new musical, 18th of June to the 25th of June, of course, at the wonderful Theatre Works. I love it there. That's 14 Ackland Street. Yeah, it's gorgeous, isn't it? And it's so close to all the action on St Kilda. Gosh, that sounded cheesy, didn't it? All the action.
Come to the show. Have a wonderful evening.
Go to the beach.
It's the whole package kind of deal.
Exactly. Cool. Well,
go to the beach. Morticia will probably be sunbathing in the middle of winter. Who knows?
At night. Of course, moonlighting, moonbathing.
Moonbathing.
That's
there
it. Moonbathing. We've done something now. All right. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Bridget. Bridget, I'm going to get it right. No, I've got it wrong. Myla Corain.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you. And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi and scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.